Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Marissa Hackman, Reagan Snyder, Macy Schrader, and Delaney Reynolds, four of the state qualifying Dutch heading to the Blue Oval coming up here later next week. Marissa, first of all, I know it's been kind of a season of adversity for you. You've battled through a lot of injuries, but what does it mean to be here tonight, run with these girls, and to be able to get back to state?
I think it is such a great accomplishment. Like you said, I have been dealing with injuries. I was out for a few weeks, but I was still battling through it. So it's just so fun to be here winning, and yeah.
Well, and Reagan, we got the Dutch Dino, your little brother over there, who's really making an impression here on the girls. But you also had a great day, too, and had a great season. What's it been like joining this team this year, and what does it mean to be at this point, to be able to go to the Blue Oval with this group of girls?
It's thrilling. I mean, I've been watching these girls, like, since middle school, and I'm so excited to be finally part of their team and excited to be going to the Blue Oval with them. And I'm just thankful for all the support they've given me and just excited.
Well, and Macy, every time Coach Rasmussen sent me an email, your name always popped up as someone who had improved. And you've improved a ton this season to the point where you were super emotional after a race, and you qualified in multiple events. I imagine this has to be a really special night for you, and what do you attribute all this progress to?
Honestly, it's just been wonderful. The girls on the team, the coaches, you couldn't ask for a better coaching staff. The team, they're the reason I'm here, and they have pushed me through everything. It's just, I'm speechless. It's awesome.
Well, Delaney, last time I talked to you was after you got the second blue standard for the 4x2. You've since been to Drake Stadium, and now you're going back. I imagine it's got to be a really special feeling, and you've got some unfinished business up there, too.
Oh, yes. I got big plans for the team and for me. When we talked last, yes, I had two blue standards, and going there, I think, has really prepared us. We've been there. We know what we're doing. We know the teams. We have our handoffs. And, yeah, I think we're ready for this, and I'm really excited to see the results. I cannot wait.
Well, Marissa, what do you think it's going to take that next step up at state? You have a ton of really strong relays up there, and how do you hope to be a big part of that?
I think just focusing on myself and what I can contribute, like with handoffs. Our handoffs have always been good, so I think, like, they can always improve. So if we can improve it, just like point of a second, that might move us up a place or two. Like tonight, we just lost to Bondurant by 0.02. So I think just handoffs and just positivity will help.
Well, and Reagan, you've been chasing some pretty impressive runners around all season in these distance races. What do you think for you you're looking forward to, knowing that they're all going to be in one spot now? And how do you hope to kind of rise to that challenge?
Listening to the coaches and all the advice that they have for me has always been helpful for me. So I think being especially attentive to that, and also just doing my best, running my race, trying not to get in my head, and just doing the best that I can each time with all that God has given me.
Well, Macy, how do you hope to get these relays in your own races ready for state? And what are the what maybe are some of the things you'll be looking to for some of these veterans here who have been there before a lot?
I don't know. They're great role models, and they help through everything. And I'm just hoping for the best. There's not much I can ask for from these girls. They're awesome.
Well, and Delaney, we talked unfinished business, but I imagine the big goal is to contend for a trophy and all the above. From your chair, what do you think it's going to take to be one of those final three teams hoisting a trophy on Saturday?
Yeah, so last year I think we tied for 9th, which we are obviously so pumped about, but this team this year is honestly amazing. Like, I know these girls have said it before, but they have stepped up massively. I know many individuals, and I think just as a team. So, yeah, you're right. I think we're going for the trophy, you know? It is in our grasp, and just knowing that and staying positive and working hard and pushing each other, that's all we got to do. I think we have it. It's attainable.
Awesome. Congratulations, ladies, on an excellent district meet, the district champions from Pella High School, and we'll see you at the Blue Oval. Thank you.
Thank you.